I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Duquesne basketball coach Keith Dambrot joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning to you, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. Thank you so much for asking. You know, I was thinking about the question to ask you first, and I think this is for me one that can be asked of all Division I coaches and really all coaches in basketball this year. If you didn't live it, is it impossible to kind of even explain or understand what it was like to coach or be part of a men's Division I basketball team during a pandemic this year? How incredible was it? How weird was it?
Well, I think unless you've done this for a long time, it's really hard to understand, even as a fan, how difficult it was on everybody. And again, I don't want to rationalize it. It's been less difficult on some people and more difficult on others, and that's probably the biggest problem with it all. In that, you know, we play on a fairly level playing field, but this year it hasn't been like that at all.
Did that make it harder or more difficult? I guess how hard did it make it? I should say, Keith, to build your team, to build those connections between players and coaches.
Well, I think the hardest thing for me is just the accountability piece. You know, I just don't know, like, how you hold anything, anybody, anyone, any person accountable under the circumstances that everybody's been in. And what I mean by that is, how do you judge a player that's been out for 18 days? How do you know what they're going through mentally, physically, emotionally? It's just been a strange year. And for me, it was really difficult because when you have high standards and you try to judge everything objectively, it becomes really difficult.
Oh, Keith, as a coach, you're just not, you know, coaching basketball with these guys. You're coaching life. How many more conversations? You know, you probably sit down with your players and would have one-on-one discussions regardless of the situation. But did you and your coaches have to do more of that this year given the circumstances?
Well, that was even hard too, Jim, because you can't do anything in person, you know, because of all the different quarantine rules and 15 minutes here. And, you know, you can't go more than 14 minutes and 59 seconds in front of somebody. So, like, I think all personal relationships suffered. I think all team bonding suffered. I just think the experience, student-athlete experience, the coaching experience, the fan experience, I think everybody's suffering through this thing. And, you know, it's probably the worst times of our lives, really, to really analyze it just from a socialization perspective.
Keith Dambrot, Duquesne basketball coach, joining us. You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. To turn the page and to look forward, the fact that there's light at the end of the tunnel, we're going to get on the other side of it. There's a lot of things, though, that you have. You have a new building. You have some players coming in. You have seemingly an excitement that you can create and maybe use as a springboard to jump off of into next year. That's all accurate, right? Like, you can build and sort of and look at recruits and look at your guys and say, there's some positives here, though, even through all of this.
Yeah, I don't want to sound doomy and gloomy because I really don't view life like that. I just want everybody to get a real picture of, you know, what's really out there. But yeah, we have a lot of good things going on, and the best thing for us is we were able to play a lot of young people this year, and the year really didn't count against them. So, you know, we were able to lay a foundation with young players that are pretty talented. And then we get the new building, which if we ever can bring a recruit on campus, we'd be able to show that off. And we've got a lot of great things in our city. You know, once the city opens up again, I think that will be a big selling point for young people. But the problem is we can't bring anybody till after May 31st. So, you know, we just have to keep fighting and battling. And then the roster turnover is going to be an interesting dynamic to all of this as well.
Well, yeah, how do you expect that to go? I know it's early. I know the season just wrapped up, Keith, but without anybody having to worry about losing a year of eligibility this season, how many of your seniors or your upperclassmen come back? What does that do for your freshmen's playing time? What does that do for any incoming recruits?
Well, I think it really puts the high school kids in a tough position because, you know, there's a lot of free agency out there right now. So a lot of coaches are waiting and not recruiting high school players because they're waiting to see what happens with the immediate eligibility rule, you know, who's coming back in their, you know, their senior class. So it's a hard time for everybody. But, you know, I expect more turnover than ever before. And nothing would surprise me, not only in our program, but any program around the country. I think we're headed for more of an AAU-type college situation now where guys are coming and going. And, you know, it's going to be more like the Wild Wild West, I think. So we have to be prepared for it.
It was funny. I heard you drop the term free agency in there, Keith. Because I was going to ask you about that, and you kind of brought it up here. Is this something that this free agency, as you put it, which is pretty good, is this something that's here to stay, or when you combine the new transfer regulations with what's going on with the pandemic, is this something that's going to kind of even itself out after a year or two, or is it going to be like this moving forward?
Well, I think it's going to be like this forever and ever and ever. I really do. I think when you combine the ability to move right away with the pandemic, and again, that's going to go away, but then the name, image, and likeness where guys can make money at certain programs, I think pretty much, you know, it may not hit the high majors as hard as it does the mid majors, but it's going to be like before you, at our level, we used to really spend a lot of time with four-year guys. I think it's going to be more of a two-year deal for teams like us going forward.
Keith Dambrock joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Yeah, it hit me. You know, I was watching the A-10 tournament, and then I saw some comments from guys at A-10 schools, and they were asked, they were like juniors, and they're asked after the game. They said, well, yeah, I think there's a chance I'll probably be back. Whereas 5 years ago, Keith, that's not even a question in a post-game media session. It's not even a question. Like, if you're not going to go to the NBA and you're a junior and you're in an A-10 school, like, yeah, you're going to be back there. That being said, is it too transient in college basketball? Is it too simple for players to be able to jump programs?
That is a terrific question. So I'm going to give you the answer that I think is appropriate. And I think obviously players should have the rights to go wherever they want to go, but I don't necessarily think it's good for them all the time. I think for some transfers it's really good, but for others I think it's really not a good thing. And the reason I say that is we've all had to battle for what we've gotten in our life, and we've had to fight through adversity, and we've had to earn what we got pretty much. And I think what this teaches people is, look, not all people, that's a generalization, but it teaches people, hey, you know, if it doesn't come right away here, then I can go somewhere else. And that's not necessarily true.
Keith, can you use, for the guys that do come back, that are going to be a part of it going forward, can you use the way things turned in the second half against St. Bonaventure as a teachable moment? You pull within eight, the Bonnies get teched, and then you guys come all the way back to within eight there, and then you go 15-16 from the field following that, and St. Bonaventure kind of took over again from that point. Is that a teachable moment about the way your team responded there?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think, again, from every negative, there's a positive, if you choose to make it a positive. And I think, look, we showed that we can play with most everybody in the league, but we also showed we were consistently inconsistent. So, you know, the only way I know to be consistent is to practice consistently, be emotionally consistent, care about one another, stay connected. And until you learn those lessons, you're going to have maturity and emotional issues on the court, which is going to cause you to be inconsistent. And then, you know, obviously, talent level and experience has you know, a part in that as well. So there's a lot of learning lessons for us, and we know pretty much what we have to do to fix our issues. Obviously, we need to have one breakdown guy, a guy that can really break the defense down. We have to shoot the ball better. And then we have to just be more consistent. And if we do that, I think we'll be right there. We've made big strides. We're just not where we want to be yet.
Yeah, Keith, to get back into the transfers and all that other stuff, are you guys you're kind of in the middle, right? Where you got guys that maybe look, well, you've already had guys who opted out this year. And then yet you may be in the market, like you said, to get a player like you just described. So would you be, not to use this, well, I'm going to use this term anyway, would you be more buyers or sellers under this current landscape?
That's pretty good. For an old stockbroker, you know, we're looking at supply and demand here. So
right, butter and knives.
The biggest problem we have, quite frankly, is our guys don't know how good a situation this really is yet, some of our young guys. So we haven't been in our locker room yet. They bring their bag every day to practice. They haven't been in an A-10 environment, you know, where there's 13,000 people at Dayton. There's a sellout at VCU. The Rhode Island fans are nuts. St. Louis, you know, they're screaming and yelling at you. So they don't understand that this is right below that Power Five conference. So they can't see the difference between even this league and the Mid-American Conference, for instance, because they haven't really seen it. You know what I mean? So we're at risk because of that a little bit. But listen, we do a good job with our guys, and we have to over-recruit because you just don't know what's going to happen right now. You have to keep recruiting, because this is a new spot in the horizon for us. We're not sure what's going to happen.
Anyway, to Jim's question last, stay away from the tech stocks because they're getting absolutely buried, Keith. So just stay away from that. You don't want anything to do with those right now.
Buy and hold, my brother. Buy and hold.
There you go. Keith Dambrot, Duquesne basketball coach. Thank you, Keith. We'll catch up again soon.
Take care, fellas.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Keith.
It is nuts where I did, and I saw some things. And it was from the A-10 media day or from the post games. And they had like a couple players, and they were juniors, and they were on teams, and they were not like NBA guys. And they were asked, are you coming back? Well, I'm going to have to think about it, but probably yes. Guys, that's not even a question 2 years ago.
No. The landscape's completely shifted. And if you're in one of those conferences like the A-10 where, like he said, you're just a half step below the Power Five, where you get some Power Five vibes occasionally, places like Dayton and VCU, but then you're playing Fordham on a Tuesday night in the middle of January. It's hard for the kids to really, I think, get acclimated to what they should expect. And like he said, they're not even in their locker room yet. It's been a weird year, and it feels like it's kind of put a little bit of a pause on his development of the program, especially because once they fully get integrated into the Cooper Fieldhouse, I think they'll see that kind of take off a little bit.
Yeah, I want to see a full season of all three basketball programs kind of be able to function the way that they can in this city.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.